Hello.
Hey, Robin. Did you get all those?
Did you send the emails back? Sorry, I was doing some.
Yep. Yep, I did.
I see it now.
Cool. Awesome. So let me know what questions you have. And we had talked about Google Guaranteed, and we'd also talked about the local map programming. So I kind of wanted to see which direction you were thinking about going.
Let's see. Let's kind of go over this. Let me grab it. Sure. All these times I've been talking to you, I've been doing a million things. So
I'm actually sitting down. Let's...
Yay! No problem.
The way that we talked about for the front page listing was
You broke up a little bit.
$149 a month.
Correct.
And
yep.
The website and then the map programming.
Mm-hmm. So the map programming to appear on the local map is $149 a month. And then a $99 one-time setup fee. And now you needed a website, too, if I remember right.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. And that's included in there, so you're good to go there. So you'll be able to tell us what you want or don't want in your website, you know, what you want for colors, things like that. And, of course, we'll write the content for you. And then we also do the maintenance on it. So anytime you need photos uploaded, all you have to do is send them over and we'll put them up on the site.
Okay. How long does it take to get the website built initially?
It's done usually within the first 14 days. So between, if we call today day one, the day we get you set up, between now and 7 days out, we'll have your directory submissions going. So Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, Chamber of Commerce, up to about 60 of the more popular ones for your area. And we'll also do your onboarding call. That actually comes first. That's a phone call with your technician. So you can go over what you want on your website, go over keywords, make sure we got all of your information accurate. So we don't have typos or anything. What else in the first week? That's about it for that first week, second week. So by day 14, your website should come online. And then between 30 and 45 days, you'll be on the first page, right in the map.
Okay. And then the Google Guarantee, could you kind of go over that again? I remember that's how it works, but we'll pull it about the pricing, essentially.
Yep.
The minimum, how that works.
Yep. So let me grab that quick. Robin, tell me your zip code again, please.
43085.
Perfect. Thank you. So I'm looking at the tool here. I want to just double check it. We didn't have you under GC, did we? General contractor.
Yeah, I think that's what you're talking about. Yeah.
Weird. Why won't it? it's not finding your category now, which makes no sense. Try that again. I hope I didn't break the Google. There it is. Whew. It's scary when you think you broke the Google. And I just wanted to make sure that your lead cost is still the same as what we talked about before. So it's $42.67 per lead. Oh, perfect. It's still the same. And the budget is the same too. Okay. I wanted to double check it just in case Google had changed something. So the Google Guaranteed is a 4 to 8 week approval process. We've seen it take less time, but I would just plan on 4 to 8 weeks. So up front, there's a one-time non-refundable $250 application fee that goes to Google, and then a one-time $99 setup fee. And then you wouldn't pay anything at all until the approval process was done. At that point, you would think of your minimum monthly budget with Google as a debit account. So your monthly minimum is $557. Now, that would net you about 13 good solid leads every month. But if you're super busy, you can't take all the leads, don't want all the leads for whatever reason, and you pause, which you can do, and there's no startup fee again. It's just tell us when you want to unpause. Let's say you only took two this month, and the rest of the month you didn't take any. So you would only have to, the next month, replenish, so 43, so 86. You'd only have to replenish $86 to bring it back to the $557. So you're only ever replenishing what you use. Now, if you take all of the leads and hit your budget limit, then your ad stops until the next month, and then you'll have to replenish again. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And there is no contract. I mean, you can cancel any time. And any invalid leads that come through, like if it's out of your service area, or if it's for something you don't do, or something too small for you to bother with, and that's invalid also, all you have to do is let us know, and we work with Google to make sure that you're not charged for it. We review call recordings if we have to, and show them that it was invalid. So our team is really good at that. Making sense yet?
Does this link me to their websites and stuff too? Or?
What was that?
In your client list that you sent over on the email, does that send me their websites as well?
I think there might be links to their websites there. Let me look. Oh, no, that one didn't. Seemed like they had links for them in there. Okay. Let me look at something else. Are you having any luck?
No.
Okay.
How often do you guys have as far as Facebook ads?
I'm sorry, say that again.
You guys do anything with Facebook ads? I see your Facebook partner as well.
Yeah, we do. The next package up. So the local map programming is included in the next package up, which is the Platinum. And that one includes $100 a month in Facebook ads. So that would do, that put your monthly at $249. And the Facebook ads, actually, I'm glad you asked. They've been really, really effective. There was a big buying shift post-pandemic, and people started using Facebook more. I mean, they were already using the marketplace for goods, but they started using it for services because they're trying extra hard to keep their spending dollars local. So there's that. There are a lot of people on Facebook searching, but that $100 we make go a long ways. So every single month we buy $100 in Facebook ad credits on your behalf, and then we target those ads so that they're only displayed in front of the people who are more likely buyers for you or your preferred target market, and not so much in front of the ones who aren't. So one, we can target it to your ads.
So far as a specific region, like a really like tight area, can you, with Facebook ads, can you pick like a very specific region?
Mm-hmm. Yep, we sure can. And we can even use age range, income range. Do they have children? What are their interests? I mean, we can really, really target them. So that $100 goes a long, long ways. You also get the benefit of retargeted ads. If you didn't know them by name, I'm sure you've experienced them. If you've ever searched something and then similar products follow you around everywhere you go, your game, your Amazon, your Google, your Facebook, you've seen those that follow you, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Those are retargeted ads. And what I love about them is for you as the advertiser, it's just free branding and free exposure. Those impressions don't cost anything against your $100 in credit. It only counts against that $100 when they click through to call you. And those average about 50 cents. So out of $100, the way we can target, and we've got great ad writers, they do a good job of putting them together. So yeah, Facebook has been surprisingly amazing. I had my doubts, but they've won me over. I believe now. I've seen it enough times.
I worked for a guy. I do jobs for him. I'm actually doing a job tomorrow, which I directly sold myself because he called me and was like, oh, you know, he's painting their house, which I paint too, but they wanted some carpentry work now. So we're actually, but that's all he uses is Facebook, and he just joins all the groups and stuff on there and just posts on there, and just personally, it's all he does. He doesn't even have an agency or anything, and he's been pulling
Nice. And that's great if you have time to do that, but you know, most of us find that we just really don't. I mean, even me, I'm immersed in this all day, and I have a Facebook page, and I congratulate my new partners, clients, when they come on board on my Facebook page, but I don't go over there and do it all the time. I mean, I'll get 10 of them stacked up and I'll shame myself into doing it. I want to do it. I just don't have time. And that's what a lot of us run into as far as doing posts and keeping up with them. So yeah, just $100 a month, super easy, super cheap. I mean, you're worth more than, how many hours would it take you to do all those posts? Certainly, three, 4 hours.
Literally, I have a Facebook, and the only reason I do is because I got a girl that works for me, and I'm out power washing, and I'm like, here's my phone, make me a Facebook, and make me an Instagram, make me a TikTok while I work.
Yeah.
We haven't actually done there. We're actually about to start making TikTok videos.
Nice. Well,
like the tripod and stuff. And
that is awesome.
Last like TikTok videos of our carpentry projects and stuff like that.
That is awesome. Have you done videos before for your followers?
I haven't. He does. Him and his girlfriend. She's actually got, I don't know, he said she's got like 200,000 followers on Instagram or something because she like markets her online business
Wow.
Etsy, that she sells like these little like pins that they have like hand painted in China for nothing, and then she resells them. So like,
wow.
She's all into this. She got him into TikTok. They both have like TikTok channels, but he actually bought him into TikTok for his
I'd put him on your face.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'd put him on your Facebook page too. Yeah, hit him everywhere.
Yeah.
Nice. I like.
But some ads as well to lead back to that kind of stuff would be good.
Mm-hmm.
I think that honestly, if we just went with like the $149 package, I can change that in a month, right?
Yeah, so you mean add on the Facebook later? Mm-hmm. Yep, sure can.
I'm not quite ready to. It's even if you guys are helping me, it's still like on my end. I'm gonna have to do the onboarding and like help them, you know, set up the web page and stuff. And I think that's more of a priority. And then once that's done, and once I see that it's all working, and once
that makes sense,
on Facebook and all that, I think at that point it makes start advertising to get people looking at what we're posting.
Right.
But this
absolutely.
So I think like. The website and the initial ads, I think that's really needs to be my focus right now. Plus, it's just budget. I need to keep it as low as possible and make sure it works before we're investing in it.
Yep. I think that makes perfect sense. So I want to make sure I understand. You mentioned ads. Did you mean the Google Guaranteed you wanted to get started along with the local now?
I think just the 49, the map programming, you said there was 997. I think that right there should be my first focus.
I think you're right. To stay on budget and do that gradual climb, if you're not ready for...
Like Facebook, I mean, I think that's a cost-effective thing. Mm-hmm. But let's get the website up and, you know...
Yep.
Show me what you guys can do. I actually did finally, as of yesterday, realize I'm actually listed on Google, but I ended up under the wrong email, so I need to get back in there and look at that and try and fix it.
And actually, are you're talking about your Google business profile?
Yes.
Don't even worry about that. We'll actually need to go in there anyway to program it. And we go in, make sure it's all set, so we can change that when we're
in there. I was having trouble getting verified, and then when I finally did, I accidentally verified it off of like a bad email, or not a bad email, but not my business email. I think it was just one of the ones that was in my phone.
Gotcha.
I didn't get that fixed. And I actually did have another question. I don't know. As I've been going through reviews and stuff, looking at these companies, I know some of the complaints I've seen, and I don't remember specifically what all companies. I felt like Local Splash had seen some stuff about this. As you guys do these listings, it's all my information, correct? You don't put your information on these listings.
Yeah, no. Our information isn't on there at all. It's all you. No, people ask every once in a while, why have I never heard of you? Simply put, we don't advertise ourselves. We advertise and promote our clients. We don't waste our time on ourselves. kind of like the carpenter who has problems with trim and flooring and other stuff around their own house that they never get to. Everybody else comes first. You broke up there.
Yeah, I know. I was just actually looking. I was going to look after your business, but I didn't want to see what the website.
And, you know, we actually just changed, well, not just, yeah, about 2 months ago. We switched over to WordPress platform. So you'll actually, if you want, be able to go into the back end of your website and make changes if you want to.
Yeah, no, that would be good. I do have some familiarity with it. I've built websites before and stuff like that. I mean, just quick ones, but I don't have a lot of time. So it's kind of funny that I was actually doing that last night. Like my girlfriend, she's got a Shopify.
Okay.
She soap at home, homemade soaps and stuff, like artisan soaps, and she sells them through Shopify. So I was like linking that to Google last night so that she could be listed on Google. And it's like, to verify a website I did, I had to get into the code on Shopify and add like the Google verification stuff into her. So into that.
Oh my gosh. You've got a lot going on.
I'm working my own.
You know, I don't remember the last time I even spoke with anybody who doesn't work from home. I mean, even guys that have got 5 trucks and 5 crews running around, they're still home based. That's amazing. Yeah. I love it. So where are you at?
I was trying to find some websites, but I'm not seeing.
Are they not linked? Let me see if I can find one. I might be able to scrape one up here for you.
Yeah, well, I searched up the one business, Coach Cielo's Outdoor Fitness, and it took me to Manta, which is like a. But that has a link to their website, but it's a dead link.
Oh, gotcha. Let me look. I'm looking for one of the more recent ones that we set up. There we go. Let me see if that's it. Oh, come on. Don't need to break the Google again. Okay, there we go. That's a good one. So I'm going to text this to you. Is it all right if I text you a link?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. There's one on the way, and then give me a minute, and I can go find another one. Did you get the D'Alessandro Electric? I'm looking for another one, too. All right. Oh, there's one. Where's the link?
He's got pictures of his dog in here.
What's that?
I'm just looking through his website. It's funny. He's got pictures of with his dog.
Oh.
Yeah, one side was cool, but I mean, that was one of the things, like, one of the other ones I looked at the website they built, and I was like, I wasn't very impressed. It's hard to make a website, but.
Well, and, you know, keep in mind, too, that, why didn't that one come up? A lot of it depends on what you want it to look like, too. I mean, we'll use your colors and your logo, and, I mean, you will have final say in it before it goes live. So, yeah, if you don't like what you see, part of it could have been the owner that told us to put something ugly in there or whatever. Let's see. I'm still trying to find another one here just to send to you. See if that one's got a note. I'm combing through back notes looking for the link when they publish their site, and it's on more recent ones, so it's...
Okay.
There are a lot of notes. Let's see. Here's your website address. No, it's too new. Any other questions while we're searching through here?
No, I think that was about it. I guess I just kind of wanted to see what you guys were building. So, yeah, if you could throw me another website or something, a couple look at.
Let me see if I can find one here. I went back another week previous to see if we can find one. There we go. That might get us something. Yeah, it's going to take me a long time trying to comb back through them. We don't get just a list of examples because websites change all the time. You know, the owner wants them changed or whatever. If I sent you one for somebody in Alaska, it would never be in your area, so we don't get a list like that. But know that you'll have final say in what goes in it and on it before it goes out. And you can have us change anything at any time on there. So should we go ahead and get you set up once and for all, Robin?
Yeah, that's fine. We'll go ahead and do it. I guess so. Let's just do the $149 and then for the $99 setup fee.
Okay. Sounds good. So is Robin short for anything or long for anything?
No.
Is that your, that's okay. And what's your last name, Robin?
Christopher.
That's easy. Just like the first name is spelled?
Yep.
How many jokes do you get? I just noticed. I bet. Does your middle initial appear on the credit card you're using today or just first and last?
The credit card will be under the company's name.
Okay, no problem. And then got you. Okay. And then I've got your email address. I've got your phone as 614-404-9550. Is that also the business line?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then I've got capital, all caps, CFC, and then capital C, contracting, LLC. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay, and then are you at 2083 North 4th Street, Unit D?
There's a different address. I have a P.O. box now. I don't know if you guys need, like, a physical. I definitely want the P.O. box listed, and that's what my credit card goes to the P.O. box now as well.
Okay. So I'll take that P.O. box since it's what corresponds to the card.
Yeah.
So all right, I'm ready.
It's going to be P.O. box 24 in Wolfington, Ohio. 43085 is the code.
3085. Thank you. Fill that in. So as we're going through everything, I'm double and triple checking quite a few things, making sure we've got everything accurate on our end. There we go. And it really helps when I put everything in the right boxes. I just did a funny. All right, perfect. And then you've got my contact info, so keep me in your phone. If you ever have questions or problems, I'm the lead on your account. If I can't resolve whatever you've got going on myself, I'll hand walk you to who can. And then I'm going to text you also customer service. That's actually where you'll reach your technician. Whoops, except I sent the wrong one. Sorry. That one says I left you a voicemail. My apologies. Let me send customer service now. There we are. Okay. I'm going to check a couple more things off on my list. And are you by any chance a bilingual shop that you want highlighted or anything?
No. Unfortunately.
No worries.
Good stuff.
Unfortunately. What was that?
If I was, it would probably be good, but no.
Yeah, I know. You know, I wish I would have learned it. Instead, I took 4 years of French in school, and I've never used it. And now I could use Spanish all the time and wish I knew it. There we go. So I'm also gathering links and such that your technician is going to need. All right. So we're going to put you under general contractor. And then I'm going to say general construction. What other services would you like to highlight? Be found for?
Painting, interior and exterior painting. That would be residential and commercial.
Okay.
I don't know how what all classifications you'd break that into, but.
Okay. Got it.
Exterior carpentry, trim repair and siding.
Trim repair and siding.
Yep.
Got it. Okay.
Interior fence carpentry.
Interior what carpentry?
Interior finish carpentry.
Finish carpentry. There we go. Thank you.
Okay.
Perfect.
And then, let's say, cabinet refinishing.
Okay, got it.
And tile work.
Nice. Any others?
Congrats for
do you want? No. Okay. Do you want to say remodeling at all?
Yeah. Let's say remodeling. Yeah.
And actually, I'm gonna, probably the most desirable would be a bath or a kitchen, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to say bath remodel, kitchen remodel. What about like a garage conversion, like converting it into living space?
I don't know the fault. I really see people do too much garage conversion. Well, metal window wraps. Like, I don't know what that would go under, but like we recently got a metal brick, and one of my guys is really good with like metal window and metal trim wrap, stuff like that.
I'm just going to list it as a keyword that people might search by. So, yeah, this is the first time I'm actually even putting it in. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Window wraps.
Okay.
Maybe do steel window wraps, aluminum window wraps. They kind of do usually aluminum, but they kind of do both.
Okay.
Gutters and downspouts and gutter toppers. So the best is just get as many things as we can in there, I guess.
And you said gutters, downspouts. There was something I missed.
And Gutter Guards.
Ah, Gutter Guards, that was it. Thank you.
Leaf Guards, what's another keyword you put in Leaf Guards?
Okay. Leaf Guards. Nice list.
We do a lot. Like, I've been 20 years, and I've got two other guys that are 20, 30 years in, and that's kind of why I'm pushing this, because we have a lot of skills. I mean,
yeah, you
do. I don't know if I'm ripping on there yet, because I'm still trying to get licensed to do it, but, like, Dave worked as a roofer for, like, 15 years as well, so that's something else in the future, but I'm still trying to get licensed into the city, so I don't want to start advertising that one yet.
Well, and let us know when you add services too, because we can add them to your keywords. We can get it on your website, you know. So whenever you get the roofing license and ready to go on it, let us know. We'll help you reel in business for it. All right, that looks good. And let's go ahead and set up your onboarding call. So I like to set this at your earliest convenience. We don't like to take your money and then not get to work. And this call is what kicks off our work. So let me see what we've got. Oh, gosh, tomorrow. Tomorrow we've got... Looks like the earliest is 10 a.m.
But there's...
Yeah, let's see.
Later in the evening, the better, you know.
I have a 6 o'clock. I don't have 6. I've got a 5 o'clock.
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
That'll work. Awesome. Let me grab that. And then, so I'm going to build the calendar appointment. It's on Google Calendars. And then once I get that built, I'll send it over to you. There we go. I'm really have to check my music app. The other day, it played Christmas music on me. And then right now, it's got some kind of classical that I do not recognize. It's I think, lost its mind. There we go. All right. Okay, got an email headed your way. The subject line is Local Splash CIE. And, you know, I just realized I forgot to send you a couple of housekeeping emails here, too. So I'm going to send those over, since they're handy. So when you get that Local Splash CIE, if you could open it up and hit the yes option, please. There we go. Did it make it to you?
Yep.
What? Okay, thanks. Let me go check. And then I have two more emails on the way to you. One is just informational, and the other is for your records. So I sent you information on the dashboard and analytics, which is where you'll log in to see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed, things like that, upload photos for us. And then the other email is the exact price and package you're getting with all of the inclusions. And thank you, Robin. I got your update on the calendar. That's perfect. Let's see. That is... I've got to put it in one more spot, though. Unfortunately, our onboarding department works on a different reminder system. That's tomorrow, and it's 5 o'clock. Perfect. Okay. And then I think I remember you. Yeah, you have a Facebook page. Did I see it though? Would it just be under CFC contracting?
I believe so. I'm looking up real quick.
The under CFC contracting, the CFC contracting LLC one or something like that. Let me look here.
Let's see. I'll try it. Nope.
I don't know if it's a page or a business listing. I know there was some differences the way they.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm going to search here right now.
I'm not finding it, but. It is, okay. If you could copy the link and text it to me or email it to me, that would be great. I might have just found you. 614-404-9550.
Yeah.
Phone number. Yep. Got you. I'm going to give you a like while I'm here. Perfect. And it is a business page. So you're good. Okay. And that way they'll have all of that info when you're ready to add that on. And then I assume you do want the call tracking so it tracks your the clicks and calls that you get.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I'm going to send you by text just an informational link on that. Nothing you need to do with it. Late night viewing before you go to sleep. Okay. What's that?
I've actually got a meeting to get into.
And then I've got an optional item for you, Robin. It's already included in the pricing, but it's whether you want it or not. It's our Splash app. So it's an app that you would download from the Play Store, installs on your existing cell phone, and the app itself has its own phone number, and it would be a number that's local to you. So what most of our clients use it for is they'll use that as their business number, so that they can keep business and personal separate, but not have to have a second cell phone. And then the other cool thing, especially since you have crew members, they can each download the app. Their app would have its own phone number, but be connected basically on your system. So let's say you hire Joe Dirt and it's going great, but then it's not and you have to fire him. But you don't want him to have contact with the rest of your crew or your customers anymore, let us know. We can cut his line off immediately.
Okay.
What's that?
I said that's interesting, just the whole concept.
Yeah.
You actually have a second line for work.
Oh, wow. What do you want to do this?
I'll think about it, yeah. I'll check it out. I'll have to check the app out.
So why don't I do this? I'm gonna give it a maybe for our tech, and then I'm gonna send you. So it's still in beta, so it's been there for 5-6 months now. So it's not like it's brand new, but because it's still with the programmers and not with our customer service department, they ask if you want it, just fill out an app, which I just sent you, application app. To let them know you want it. It's not like a accept or decline, that they decline you. It's just letting them know you want it.
Okay.
All right. And then let me pop back over. Let's check something else over here.
You guys do anything with, like, actual print? Like, making
business cards or yard signs or things like that?
No, we don't. But, you know, my husband and I owned our own businesses for years, and I always used Vistaprint. I compared so many different places. They were the cheapest for the best quality, so best bang for your buck. I had gotten print materials from other places and that were cheaper, but the quality was really bad.
Yeah. My business cards are these designs. I got logos and stuff. I used some AI service to make a logo from that business.
Nice. That's cool.
Facebook page actually,
wow,
like that background logo. Developed on by AI online.
That is cool. That I would,
instead of all the images for social media and all that.
Oh wow! So your logo with the,
like,
wow.
We're trying to,
yeah, that was AI.
Yeah.
That's cool.
To put you through and ask you different questions about, you know, your business and certain emotions you want to convey with it, and then it shows you, like, different developing styles, and you kind of choose a style, and then it develops it all for you, and it makes all the images, like, everything you need to put it on any different types of media and stuff. It's pretty cool.
Wow.
And business cards now.
What was the service that you used? What are they called?
I have to look. Give me a second here.
Wow.
I'm printing out business cards, but my printer head on my inkjet needs clean, so I had to order some cleaner and literally unpackaging that. It's one of my tasks for this evening, to fix my printer so I can make more business cards. I already have the template and everything figured out. Let me find the site.
While you're doing that, what would you like to show for your hours of operation? Oh, it's probably on your GDP already.
It's like 9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Okay.
I end up working more than that, but I don't like to advertise.
Exactly. Well, that's what I would do. And then if you want to work on a Saturday, then you can, but you're not obligated. And then, do you want us to put payment integration on your website? We don't charge to do it, but it is optional. So if you want, like, PayPal, Zelle, Cash App, Venmo, I know I'm missing a bunch, but so you can send people to your website to make payment?
I don't think I need that for now. I use QuickBooks for all my estimates and stuff.
Okay.
And create payment links through there.
Okay, no problem. And bigger jobs like that, I'd always rather have a check. I mean, cash is better, but, you know, people don't.
I mostly try to push people toward checks because, you know, anytime you use a payment processor, you're going to pay like 3%.
Yeah, and if you've got a $50,000 job, that's a lot of money. A little much to give up. A little too much to give up to the bank, basically. Basically a bank. Let's see. If I'm going to set up your subscription. If I can spell right. Here we go. And then we need to set up a security challenge question and answer. A couple of things that I want you to know. First thing is, we don't call you asking for more money. So if you get a call from somebody asking for money for your website so that it'll do this or that, or your first page placement, you must do this. Whatever their offer, obviously you can accept or decline as you see fit, but whatever they tell you or try to push on you, know that you accepting or declining either direction is not going to affect the work that we do for you or what I told you is going to happen. But because there are so many fake companies out there, and scammers and dudes in their basement, we set up a challenge question and answer. So if you ever wonder if it's us or not, ask the challenge question. If it's us, we're not going to be offended. If it's not us, then the bozo trying to scam you is off your line. So we've got three choices for challenge question. Mother's maiden, city you were born in, or first pet name.
Let's do city. The city I was born in.
Okay. And what is that?
MT. Space Vernon.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. Make sure it took it. It asked for a double verification, which is fine.
I just sent you a link to
Oh, cool. Thank you.
And then they have different packages. You can develop the logo and look at it without even paying. But then if you get one you like, there's different packages where you can buy, like, either just the logo or you can buy, like, all the different. I bought, like, the whole package. It was, like, $100 for, like, all the different files I would need and different colors.
Oh, wow.
Different color sets and everything, so.
Wow, that's awesome. That's amazing.
I can go back and change it at any time, too, since I bought, like, the better package. Like, I can go back if I want to adjust it. I can do whatever I want to it.
So. Wow, you know, it's amazing how far tech has come in such a short time. I mean, AI, come on.
You know, like, I literally did it in like 15 minutes and I had it done. I had all the files, everything downloaded, like.
Wow.
It's really basic. It's what I wanted, you know, just like my business card. I just put that logo and CFC contracting on one side and it's all black. And then the logo is white. My name comes all the information on it. So it's just very basic. And I don't know. So I was, like you said, it's just
good
cool what you can do these days with technology and advertising.
Yeah. Well, and there's so much more that you, like you and I don't know either. It's crazy.
I've been learning so much about advertising and marketing because I'm part of this,
stuff not working.
Well, sorry. To get clear off in the weeds, I'm part of like a DAO group, like a decentralized organization. I don't know if you know anything about crypto and all that. But like I'm part of the DAO. They've been teaching me so much about marketing just by learning to market our group. Like,
nice. Yeah, I feel.
Crazy.
Wow, that's cool. All right, so I've got your subscription all set up. Got you at the $149 and the $199, and got your address, everything ready to go. Master Visa, Amex, or Discover.
Visa.
And then I don't repeat the digits back just for security's sake, but if you give them to me in four-digit blocks, I'll keep up just fine.
Okay. 4798.
Okay.
5314.
Got it.
3305.
Okay.
8593.
All right. And what's the expiration, please?
0927.
Way out there in the future. And the security code, please.
758.
Okay. Update that. And then I'll send that through. And then it doesn't support. So I put, making me six, I put dots after the P and the O in P.O. box. Should have known.
Yeah. That's the way it used to be, right? I noticed anymore it's just P.O. You used to always have the dots.
Yeah. I know, and it's still, I mean, I'm not young. I used to be a secretary years ago, And it was all supposed to be, I mean, proper periods, that P dot O dot, and just anal, you know.
Because I just got this P.O. box, and I'm like, why is there no periods? I'm like, did they change the way they do addresses?
Oh, that is too fun. My dog. I'll give them a moment. You should have two emails headed your way. One of them we need to handle. It's called Local Splash Initial Invoice. And I just shouldn't try and talk and type. Okay. Local Splash Initial Invoice. So I'm going to walk you through the clicks and the typing because I have to read it to you anyway and because it's recorded. So when you get that one, let me know.
Okay, I got it. Okay. Click here.
Yep, if you would please. And then scroll all the way to the bottom on the next page. And then, so checkbox, and then it'll ask you to type your name as it appears. And then it should take you to a login screen if we did everything right.
Okay. Yeah, just a second.
Is it going to work for you?
Yeah. Sorry, I was browsing through your list here.
Oh, no problem.
I don't need to read every word, but I was just trying to look through what I was saying.
You bet. No problem there.
I believe you said as long as, like, if I was to cancel, as long as I did it 3 days before the billing period.
Yep, exactly. And that's all we need.
The username.
Perfect. That means we're in the right spot. So that's actually where you're going to log into your dashboard, and we'll get you those login credentials tomorrow on during your onboarding call. Make sure it updated over here. There it goes. Okay, perfect. So now I get to read to you, and then you'll be all set. We're almost done. So the voice verification is something that's required of us as Google Premier Channel partners, and it outlines the services that Local Splash is going to provide to you. It is recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
CFC Contracting LLC.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Robin Christopher, and I'm the owner of the business.
And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?